Democratic candidate for Attorney General T.J. Donovan says it's time to stop sending Vermont inmates to out-of-state prisons. Donovan says he wants to take steps to ban the practice in the first 100 days of the next legislative session. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, some veteran policymakers say that's easier said than done.
T.J. Donovan admits that criminal offenders might not be the most sympathetic figures.
Yes, they've done something bad. Sometimes they've done something terrible.
But the three-term state's attorney from Chittenden County says the state has a duty to look out for its citizens, even those that it sends to prison. And Donovan says sending inmates hundreds of miles away from family and friends to private correctional facilities that often lack programming and treatment only exacerbates the threat to public safety.
They don't work. They're not successful in terms of getting people ready to reenter our community.
It's a view shared by the U.S. Department of Justice, which announced last month that it would stop sending federal inmates to privately owned prisons. That decision came by executive fiat. If elected attorney general, Donovan says he'll seek similarly dramatic action from the next governor or legislature.
Number one, I think we should commit to terminating the contract. That's number one.
Bringing home the 250 inmates, now serving their time in a private facility in Michigan, will require opening up equivalent bed space in Vermont prisons. Terminating the contract with the Michigan facility, according to Donovan, will force policymakers to figure out the logistics in short order. Donovan says there are a number of avenues to get there, such as holding fewer prisoners before trial or finding appropriate transitional housing for inmates who have already served their minimum sentence. Bennington County Senator Dick Sears is chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Sears, a Democrat and a supporter of Donovan's, says he'd love to wave a magic wand and bring offenders home. But he says there's one problem.
That suggests that there's 250 people currently incarcerated who could be somewhere else.
And Sears says that's just not the case. Sears says lawmakers and administration officials long ago picked the low-hanging fruit in the criminal justice system and have seen the prison population fall from more than 2,200 inmates in 2009 to about 1,750 inmates today. Over that same time period, the number of inmates serving time out of state has dropped from nearly 700 down to 250.
Because we've pretty much diverted most nonviolent offenders unless they're, you know, repeat.
Sears says that today, unlike in the past, there's usually a sound public safety reason for someone being behind bars. He says he's opposed in concept to sending inmates out of state for all the reasons Donovan offered. But
criminal justice policy needs to be consistent with public safety.
And Sears says he doesn't think the state can guarantee that public safety unless the release of inmates is accompanied by significant investments in supervised transitional housing and more robust community-based treatment services.
When you dig down into the numbers, it becomes difficult.
Defender General Matthew Valerio oversees the state office that provides public representation to people charged with crimes. Valerio says it's well within Vermont's capacity to get the inmates home.
We could do this. Vermont could do this if it wanted to do it. It's now a matter of political will.
Valerio says galvanizing that political will is the hard part. Valerio says letting inmates out of prison, even for good reasons, is fraught politically. And he says it's easier to lock them up than to let them out.
Judges know. They're never going to get in trouble for locking somebody up. Prosecutors know they're never going to get in any trouble.
Valerio says there are about 200 inmates serving time in Vermont prisons right now who are past their minimum sentences and who are in jail solely for lack of what corrections officials deem to be appropriate housing. Solve that problem, Valerio says, and you solve the out-of-state dilemma as well.
We could get all 200 back literally without changing the law at all.
Sears, however, says a significant portion of the inmates in that category is made up of sex offenders. And he says the Vermont communities where those inmates would be sent might not be so on board with the plan. Republican Deb Bucknum is T.J. Donovan's rival in the race for attorney general. Bucknum, a lawyer, says she's represented people with relatives serving time out of state, and she says she appreciates the hardship that it creates. But Bucknum says policymakers need to answer some key questions before they terminate the out-of-state prison contract.
What is that going to cost? Where are we going to house them? What's the alternative?
Donovan says whatever investments the state needs to make to bring inmates home now will pay off in the long run. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.